We're rolling on this shit.
Now, that old name dropper himself.
Satire.
He has such a caveman mentality.
We won't let all the females know before this record right here starts.
I am insane.
They repetitiously sing that over and over again. That is the name of their new album.
If you pick up a copy of the new Melissa Manchester album, you'll
grow larger and firmer, throb or tingle.
And were Bertram and Ginny surprised?
You bet.
Jimmy hadn't enjoyed himself so much in a long time.
He lived for another 350 years.
But he felt funny.
I don't feel so good.
That's why you need maximum strength.
Cheese Whiz, processed cheese spread.
And a bazooka.
Then the dinosaur half of him waddled out of the egg half.
What the fuck is going on here?
Who the fuck cares, okay?
I do, said Bill.
As I said before... Who cares?
We're in a top-security government medical center, where high-ranking Oscar...
Fire winner!
Introducing the Happy Hot Dog Man.
All right, lock him up.
Meanwhile, back on the satellite...
George Washington and Abe Lincoln...
...have been listening to one of the many broadcasts devoted to...
Breastfeeding.
...more than 250 citizens of India.
Oh, yeah.
Are you happy that you have breasts?
As opposed to any elephant friends you might have.
Nice. But have you noticed the breast fetish?
Suddenly, right out of the blue...
It sends out finger-like projections...
What's going to happen now?
Your eyes will be opened. And you'll be like God.
Open up your eyes.
Okay. Here we go.
One of the eyes he just opened is not his own.
Hold your left eyelid with the index finger of the left hand.
Remove your finger.
In a perverted manner.
How about this?
Too obscene.
Good.
We have to have things dirty to stay alive.
He spanks you if you're naughty.
Oh, that's all right. I like it.
Give me some more.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I've lost it.
Oh, that's too bad.
Too bad. You will die.
If it ain't us, it's somebody else they want to kill.
I shall kill you and cut off your head.
Because his head reached almost to the top of the house.
Meanwhile, at Vern's house,
clowns and elephants and acrobats,
which are really only demons.
Maybe you'd like to meet some of them.
Choose a man to meet me.
No one noticed the man who sat and watched.
Lord. Who is the man?
Johnny Mathis.
I just hope a wasp does sting him.
Johnny Mathis
is a stubborn man. I must send my army to punish him.
I'll do it, said Mrs. Beaver.
She punished him
in a biting manner.
She bites off his testicle.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
And yet, it just doesn't seem as if she'd be much fun.
Nothing's fun anymore.
We like you, and fun is fun, but...
You expect a hemorrhoid medicine to relieve pain and itch.
But does it taste good? It's scrumptious.
Many are indispensable for pain-killing and sleep-producing properties.
What do doctors recommend for pain today?
Putting in the needle that would puncture your arm.
Remember, the air bubbles mean to...
Make sure you bring your finger all the way around.
Until your fingertips develop calluses.
It's so old and boring. I want a new one. Now!
I don't want a new bubble blower. I only want you to repair the bubble blower that I bought originally. Don't fuck me with my bubble blower!
It sure revolutionized shaving.
And it's gentle to me even after I shave my underarms.
Maybe I'll start shaving soon.
That never happens.
Don't take a bath, don't wash your hair, don't eat pickles.
Don't turn the page.
Don't get ice cream and cake all over the floor.
Don't read about it.
Don't call me Shirley.
I don't have to worry. I don't have to care. My coat is very furry. I'm
Herb Berkman.
And I'm Judy O'Day.
We were just having a little talk, and we'd like it if you could tell us what you think.
I think clowns are some of the nicest people I have ever met.
So he must be especially careful of them.
And drink Ovaltine every day.
Judy is one of those on whom it acts like a deadly poison.
Check with your local poison control center to make sure
you've got a plate full of the fudgiest, chewiest
equipment to have a battle with.
Even though this would start a war with the King of England.
Some are calling it a war on the children.
It's even on their minds when their eyes are on the road and their hands are on the wheel.
Killing children
is a must for every adult.
Remember to do it once and try it. I think you'll stick with it.
But it doesn't really hurt them.
Well, that's a damn lie.
Agony, pain, and suffering is your responsibility.
And in the end...
It's unreasonable to assume that every story has a happy ending, if you know what I mean.